We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Linda Ross Brown. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And how are you?
I am doing great as well. First question, is he faithful?
You know what? That's a million-dollar question with an answer that comes right off the top of my lips. Yes, he's faithful yesterday, today, and forever.
Wow.
Thank God. Thank God for his faithfulness.
Tell us about He's Faithful.
Well, the song comes right out of the scriptures, and I can attest to his faithfulness as well. But when I say that he's faithful, when I say that he's good, this is all part of the song. When he's a loving God, he's a holy God. You know, I was actually, when I wrote the song, I was really talking to God in my spirit. And I'm saying, God, how can I describe you? And he is so great, he's so awesome, that all we can do is just string a bunch of adjectives and nouns together to try to describe him, because nothing is really, you know, really comes to can express who he really is, even though we know he is love. He's just so great. So I tried to put that into the song, He's Faithful. And we're thankful, I'm thankful that he's faithful even when I'm not. Every day, he's faithful forever. You know, that's something to think about. He is faithful forever.
He is definitely faithful forever. Mm-hmm. Great answer. How was it, or did you get nervous, performing in front of the First Lady, Michelle Obama?
Oh, well, that was a little bit different because I had an ensemble that I was directing. The ensemble sang the song that I had written for her and for the G9 Summit. So it was just an awesome opportunity. I was just blessed to have that opportunity to be able to work with the students, high school students, and do that. And the cellist, Yo-Yo Ma, was so he was so impressed with the song. He asked me, and I'm thinking, well, you don't have to ask me, but he asked me, could he play with us, play along with the song? And so
Wow. That
too was very rewarding. So I just thank God for, you know, for different opportunities. And I just pray that his music continues to flow through me and to send the message to others. That particular song, the message was general, but the songs that I write now, the gospel music, of course, they are, hopefully they are encouraging, and the words come right out of the scriptures of the songs that I write.
Bread of Heaven, what can we expect on that project?
Well, with Bread of Heaven, there are 10 original tracks on it, and I want to say this up front. It was produced by Marquis Walker, and Marquis Walker's out of Memphis, Tennessee. He's a multi-Grammy nominee and a Stella Award recipient as well. So Marquis, and he's a beautiful Christian, a strong brother in the Lord. So I'm thankful that he produced the album. And my latest release, which came out it's a remix of one of the songs that's on the album. That's the He's Faithful. So, but the CD itself has a mixture of different styles. There's praise and worship on there. There is urban, traditional, and because my husband and I do missions, I really have a heart for missions. We do missions in developing countries. So you'll see hear a flavor of African music and Haitian music mixed in a couple of the songs as well on the CD.
With God, all things are possible. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. God is so good. But I had started a singing group, and I had been with them for a number of years, loved it. And then at the same time, I started singing with the organization in the Pittsburgh area where I'm from called the Bach Choir. I started having throat issues around the same time that I was singing with the Bach Choir and the group that I started. Throat issues became worse to the point to where my throat was often, I was having pain. And then it got to where I couldn't talk very loud. I was hoarse a lot and then couldn't sing at all. And being a teacher at school, I had to teach using a microphone to amplify my voice. So I had to stop singing, and I didn't sing for 3 years. And during that time, I saw where, you know, I God kept me from really getting depressed, but I was the kind of person who just humming all the time. Even if I were not singing, I was at least humming. I couldn't even do that. But God allowed me not to get down, but to focus on other areas where he was moving and blessing in my life and strengthening me without me even realizing it, because I turned to him, I turned to the word, and this is why I say, with God, all things are possible. He does deliver. He does heal. But sometimes we expect the healings and the deliverance to come right away, but he chooses how he's going to do that. And for me, it was a 3-year process, and I had gone to the best laryngologist in the country, and no one could really properly diagnose what the problem was.
Wow.
And then at the end of that 3rd year, one of the doctor's assistants said, you know, this has been going on too long. Just go ahead and sing. She said, sing through the pain. You know, just go ahead and sing. So even through that hoarseness, my voice was weak, and God started strengthening it little by little. You know, that's a scripture in the Bible that talks about how he'll give little, how he'll do little by little. And I just thinking that, you know, my voice started coming back. It was during that same period of time my brother had passed. And at the end of that 3rd year period, I wrote a song in memory of my brother. So I had written that song, not even being able to hear it or to sing it, because I, you know, had no voice. But as my voice started coming back and I was able to sing it, I was like flabbergasted, because I could just hear sound in my head, which was my voice, which I hadn't heard, you know, in several years from singing.
Mm-hmm.
That song is also on my CD, which is called In the Morning. It was the first gospel song I wrote. And at the end of that 3-year period, God just started giving me songs in my spirit, like 5 and 6 songs a month. And everywhere I go, I was just writing and humming or taking my tape recorder, because this was new to me. And many of those songs, not all, but many of them, are on the CD, Bread of Heaven.
Come, let's worship the Lord.
Oh, yes. We are to worship him in spirit and in truth. I mean, what more can I say? And we are to worship him. We are. I would say it this way. That should be a career for us, to worship the Lord, because of his goodness, because of what he's continually doing for us, and because of what he's done for us through his son, Jesus Christ. He alone deserves the worship. He alone.
Tell us about, you talked briefly about your husband and your ministry. Tell us more about that.
Yes, I was teaching school, loving it, enjoyed teaching, but God put into my spirit that I was to do missions. So I stopped teaching, completed that year. This was 5 years ago, completed that year. And my husband and I were, you know, we were talking about missions a little bit, but it was such a vague thought and voice in my mind. I wasn't really sure that God was saying do missions, but I was still going on that assumption that that's what I was hearing in my spirit. And to make a long story short, 2 days after I left the school district, Pittsburgh Public Schools, my husband and I were in Haiti, and I couldn't believe it. And we've been going ever since to Haiti, Liberia, Zimbabwe, and a couple weeks ago I just got back from Ethiopia. And when we go to these countries, my husband's a minister, he preaches, he teaches. I also do some teaching. I work with the children in music. I also do some workshops in some of the churches, depending on what country we're in, but I always work with the music. And then we ask people about their needs. What do they need? We come back to the country, to the U.S., and we raise money to help meet that need. So we send items back, clothing back, or different things. We have gone and taken over reader glasses. My husband and I have screened people, over 150 people, for reader glasses in Liberia. We worked hard over a period of 6 months. God was so good. Came back to the States and raised $30,000 to buy a new tractor for the Lot Carey Mission School in Liberia. That was the first project that we undertook. And God has just used us to do different things. In Zimbabwe, we are now raising money to dig them a well. So, and I say we go there first because we want to see firsthand what the needs of the people are, and we take pictures. And then when we come back and ask for money and do projects to different programs or whatever to raise the money here in the States, we show the people, this is what we saw, this is what is needed. And once we complete a project, we come back with the same pictures. Like, here's a picture of the tractor. Here's a picture of all the new rain suits and boots that you purchased for the staff at the mission school. You know, we show people so they'll see this is where your money has gone, and all of it. All of, you know, there is no overhead cost because we don't have an office, at least not yet.
Right. Oh, okay. You mentioned the Lot Carey Baptist Foreign Mission Organization. Tell us about you being the women's choir director.
Oh, okay. I can't say much about that unless I talk about the Lot Carey organization itself, which is a wonderful organization. Now, the organization that my husband and I have started is Mercy Acts International, and you can go online and read more about and see more about what we're doing, but also go online and look up Lot Carey. Lot Carey is an organization that is in 5 continents and 26 or 27 countries where they partner with different individuals in that country and just service and do great services for people in these countries. So sometimes we partner with Lot Carey and do some things as well, our organization Mercy Acts. But the Lot Carey annual gathering is in a different state every year, and it's international because they bring their partners in or the partners volunteer to come in from the different countries, and they speak in their classes and their workshops. So And at that particular conference, I am now the choir director for the women, and I do some solo singing as well, but certainly work with the choirs, which I enjoy working with choirs. That's what I did as a high school music teacher.
So if one would like to get in touch with you, how could they find you social media-wise, and if they want to pick up your album, how could they do so?
Oh, okay. Well, please go to my website, www.lindarossbrown.com, and on Facebook, Linda Ross Brown Music. I have a couple of pages that are acting crazy right now for some reason, so try to get to my fan page, Linda Ross Brown Music, and I'm on Twitter as well, Ross Brown 121. And we had talked about my music. I'm also thankful that Bread of Heaven was nominated for 2015 Rhythm of Gospel Awards as well.
That's correct. Right.
Yes,
right.
I thank God for that.
It's our guest, Linda Ross Brown. Don't forget, you can pick up the project, Bread of Heaven. Don't forget about her single, which is a beautiful, moving song. And you would want to pick that up as well. And she's done so many things, and she's still doing so many things, along with her husband, her missions.
May I say one thing?
Yes.
I was in your neck of the woods last week because I was taping at Virginia Beach TBN.
Oh, wow.
And so when I'm listening to your station, I'm thinking, I know where the traffic jams are there. Because I was in all that, 264, 64, and I'm thinking, I know where it splits and all that. But, yeah, a wonderful time. And I also attended and participated in the Rejoice Musical Soul Food last weekend.
Oh, good, good.
It was awesome. So I had a great time in Virginia Beach.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you did, Linda.
Yes.
Hey, well, it's our guest, Linda Ross Brown. And Linda says he is faithful. He sure is faithful. Linda, thanks for the time, and we really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
And thank you for having me. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Linda Ross Brown.